Automate, survive, thrive. The time is now. The Automation Alliance podcast brought to you by RapidMation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Automation Alliance podcast. Today, we're excited to have Chris Ellis join us. And Chris is the director of pre-sales at a company called Nintex, who brings years of experience as a software engineer and a lifelong passion for technology to his role. Chris has been with Nintex for over 5 years now, and I'm really looking forward to hearing all about the new and exciting platform developments that have come up over the last few years. So, Chris, welcome to the Automation Alliance podcast.
Thank you very much for the warm welcome, Sean. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Excellent. So, mate, I know in your background in the Nintex world, right, you started as a lead technical evangelist, which is a job title that I absolutely love. And now you head up the pre-sales team, which is another job that I really love. So can you start off, take us a bit through your normal day today as the director of pre-sales at Nintex?
It is very diverse and very varied, and I have the honor of looking after some extremely bright solution engineers at Nintex as well. As a former evangelist, former solution engineer, I am tasked with sort of, I guess, being the glue between sellers and partners and product, which is a thankless task at times, but it's very, very enjoyable. We take customer use cases, customer requirements, build POCs. The team is also across things like user experience testing on some really cool new stuff coming because they're quite close to the customers. They're quite close to the market as well. We're often involved in enablement, whether that's with partners like yourself, customers through things like workshops, but also internally as well, because we've got sellers that haven't always been part of an enterprise solution company. So it's important that they know what they're talking about when they let them loose in the market. So yeah, lots of different stuff, lots of exciting things. But yeah, for the most part, helping people tell a compelling Nintex story.
Yeah, never a dull day, mate. Never a dull day. Exactly. It sounds very exciting and obviously dipping your fingers into many, many different pies, as they say, and helping people along that Nintex journey. So starting off, right, Nintex have made some very exciting acquisitions over the last few years, and those range from ProMap to Foxtrot RPA and more recently to the K2 acquisition. So can you actually start off by taking us through the various components of the Nintex platform and how these acquisitions are shaping the vision for the Nintex platform?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of my favorite parts of the whole spiel about Nintex. I've got a really compelling wheel of wonder, I call it, which is it lends itself to the platform really well. So if you think of it right at the core, you've got this initial process mapping and management element. That's ProMap for us. That was the acquisition that we made of the New Zealand-based company ProMap. Very strong foundations in local council, local government, all the way up to, you know, Fortune 500 organizations that just want to get process done right. Mapping and managing in a friendly, understandable, so user-centric way, putting the people at the center of the process. So rather than trying to upskill and onboard people into long-winded BPMN notation training and everything else, it's about, you know, what are you doing as a process? Let's get it in there. If you just have it centralized and then all those satellite applications around it, great springboard into automation. Once you've mapped and managed the process, you're able to identify your opportunities to improve and your opportunities to automate. And what we did last year was we added this thing called the workflow generator, or what we call it internally, the magic button. And you click the button, you build a workflow, which takes us really nicely into this sort of, I guess, second pathway in the wheel of wonder, which is the automation side. Forms in Nintex Forms, which are all natively mobile as well through the Nintex mobile application, and Nintex App Studio, which gives us an opportunity to brand and deploy a custom app. Workflow is going to be our workhorse. It's going to take all that data that comes from the form, data that comes from other systems, and do things with it. Task framework, web service integration, extensions capability to other open API calls. Document automation forms part of that workflow as well. So ability to take that data, merge it with a standardized template. So document generation actually came to Nintex as by way of acquisition as well. We had acquired a company called Drawloop, primarily in the Salesforce ecosystem, but we took that document generation service, turned it into a drag drop workflow action, which gave us a sort of two-headed approach to the acquisition. Gave us a foot in the door at Salesforce, but it also added this intuitive document generation capability. Documents need signed, your contracts and your invoices and everything else. So we partnered with Adobe to bring that best of breed e-signature capability into workflow as well. So the whole Adobe API is actually a single drag drop action as well. Multiple signatures, signing order, all the way up to government-backed identification authentication. So it's a pretty enterprise-grade action for getting things signed. It's 2021. We don't need pen and paper to sign about 99.9% of documents anymore. And then we got RPA. So yeah, like you said, we acquired Foxtrot RPA, a company called EnableSoft, who had an RPA capability. We added that to the stack. And what it gives is this sort of great reciprocal digital process automation plus robotic process automation capability that's supported through licensing as well. But if you've got a bot that's on-prem in an SAP server environment, or it's on a workstation with a real 200,000 row Excel spreadsheet, you can actually call that bot from a cloud-based workflow through the gateway. And you can replace all those sort of mundane to-do tasks that we used to see in a lot of Nintex workflows, have the bot automate it and send a success message back. So it's formed a really clever part of the solution. And obviously you've got reporting through Nintex Analytics on top as that sort of outer third branch as well. So if you spent the time mapping and managing it, you've automated it in a workflow tool, you really should be reporting on it as well. And Nintex Analytics can give me the analytical report to then go back to the process, improve it, to improve the workflow, and we should see some trends change in the reporting. So it's got this lovely sort of wheel of wonder, I like to call it.
Yeah, Chris, that's awesome. And I really love that saying you had there of the wheel of wonder, right? Because it really kind of, it gave me a vision of this full 360-degree platform that starts off with kind of some of that process mapping, goes into the automation aspects that combines things like digital signatures and doc gen, and then goes on to that analytics. So it's a really great platform now to automate end-to-end processes. But just going back to the beginning of the journey, right? And let's talk a bit about the process mapping and process collaboration piece, right? And obviously, you guys at Nintex have a whole process management piece of the platform that's focused on that process mapping and collaboration, and that's called ProMap. So could you take us through a quick deep dive of that product and how that's having significant impact for your customers and their process management needs?
Yeah, ProMap has become really front and center of the offering that Nintex has. Now, traditionally a workflow for SharePoint organization, ProMap's really put us front and center at organizations where we're now having discussions about subject matter experts, discussions about center of excellence, being introduced to roles that we've never come across before, traditionally being IT-centric. For us, ProMap is, it's really easy to describe it in a couple of phrases. There was a W. Edwards Deming, who was a sort of speaker and a thought provoker on business and process. And he said, if you can't describe what you're doing as a process, you don't know what you're doing. And I love that one-liner to describe ProMap as a general bubble. If it's too complex, then you're not going to get the innovation from it. You're not going to get the performance from the process, and you're certainly not going to get the growth. And if you can't describe a process effectively enough, then it's quite clear that you don't understand it. ProMap is a software as a service application hosted in the cloud for process mapping and management. So at the center of it, it's the steps that you must go through to perform a process. But what they've done is they very cleverly brought all of these different satellite applications associated with process into one place. So you think about all the collaboration on process, or the sharing of process, or the feedback loops, Excel spreadsheets and the like for costing analysis, checklists in another system, risk in another system. All of that has been brought in to ProMap. So everything's at the center of the process. Everything to do with process is in one easy place. So it's all within arm's length. And for us, it ticks a lot of boxes. You become less reliant on subject matter experts, and they're there to then fulfill the task that they're actually employed to do. We've seen a lot of people, particularly in the last 12 months, use ProMap for training and onboarding. Now that everyone's remote, the ability to direct somebody to the processes that they need to do in their day jobs, to do onboarding, to do enablement and ongoing training, has actually become almost a primary use case to actually get ProMap embedded over and above the auditing, compliance, so on and so forth. Training's actually become a heavy use case. Knowledge retention is a box tick because all of your processes, your supporting documentation, the risk associated to getting it wrong is all in there. You've got consistency because we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. And then you've got all these clever wins like, how much did it cost us last year to do our employee onboarding? Could we improve that? Do we have different brands in an organization? So we need to have process variants, and we can make them really, really quickly rather than sort of reinvent the wheel. And then everything's shareable. So if I wanted to share a process with you, for instance, Sean, I can share that as a mini mode link. So you as a partner of Nintex could see partner onboarding as the process that we do. So it's become pivotal to every sort of next leap into automation, because you're not building workflows now from Word documents or the back of beer mats. You're actually building it from a consensus that this is the way we do things in an organization. I love watching ProMap demos get done by people that really know process, because they take something hugely complex like Six Sigma methodologies or lean methodologies, and they turn it into something that's really tangible for an employee to understand, regardless of where they're at on that sort of process spectrum.
Brilliant, right? And it's something we've certainly already adopted here in Rapid Motion, using the ProMap technology. We've been evangelizing it across our customer base. And as you say, right, it's so well received by customers, because obviously, it firstly, especially in these crazy times where we find ourselves working from home more than in the office, anything from those training pieces to actually figuring out how processes are actually done inside our organizations. So it's certainly a part of the platform that we are extremely excited about, and that we're seeing a lot of interest in across our customer base. All right, moving across to robotic process automation, right? And as we know, I mean, in the automation space, robotic process automation is a pretty hot topic at the moment. And recently, Nintex acquired Foxtrot RPA, which is a robotic process automation platform, and you added this into the end-to-end Nintex platform. So how have customers reacted to this technology, and what has the take-up been in combining Nintex workflow with something like the robotic process automation product?
Yeah, RPA has been extremely positive. I think a lot of, when we made the acquisition, there were a number of customers that were teasing the market on RPA. We were sort of hearing about large vendors, but we were hearing that it was a bit complex or it was confusing pricing. So Nintex's strategic acquisition of a really simple, easy to use, so following that Nintex low-code, no-code methodology, really sort of highlighted to customers that this is something to consider. What I found was when we were getting asked for use cases or submitting use cases for RPA, there was still a bit of a lack of understanding with the market as far as, is this RPA, is this workflow and automation? Where do we sit? And which product should we use? And that was sentiment that sort of really came to the fore once Nintex made the acquisition. Just because RPA can replicate keyboard strokes and mouse clicks, it doesn't have to be done by a bot. It could be by a workflow. And this vice versa is fairly true as well. We're seeing a lot of people thinking this one's definitely workflow, but in fact, because of the complexities around high volume, legacy business systems, it's actually more suited to RPA. So there was a little bit, an element of immaturity in the market, and people that maybe thought they were further advanced. It was a poll question that I always asked in any RPA-based meeting or webinar was, where are you at on the journey? And really sub 10% were, you know, done and dusted and really had it in flight. But what we did last year was a real strategic license change, where we said, if you've bought workflows with Nintex as a pack, you can actually build bot flows as well. And what that meant was you had this sort of shared capacity. Because the product supports it, it made a lot of sense. And we really saw growth in the understanding of RPA at that point, what it can and can't be used for at that point. So actually being able to embed an RPA call within a workflow to go and do a task. I had a great one, really, really simple, but the actual benefit was quite considerable. One of the gold miners out in WA, when they issue security passes, an administrator actually has to walk up to a terminal, log in to the terminal, punch in the user's details, and then issue the card. So the physical issuing the card, but then the update of this register that they had. We replicated that with RPA. It was literally 12 steps in an RPA bot. The RPA bot slotted really nicely into their overall employee onboarding. It included profiles and contract management, makes the call, populates that, sends an email to the office administrator who no longer has to get off of their chair to go to this terminal. They just have to mail out the door pass. So it was a real nice little, but when you think about how many contractors that they're onboarding at volume, this thing really paid for itself within a couple of months. So we're seeing those sort of use cases, DPA plus RPA, as a bit more of a unified approach to automation.
Yeah, absolutely love it, right? And I mean, that's one of the premises of that we founded RapidMation on, right? Combining that world of digital process automation or DPA with the combination of robotic process automation or RPA, and how you can get humans and software bots to work together with the whole idea, if there's tasks that are tedious, mundane, and repetitive, you can hand them off to those bots and then free up our time as human users to perform that higher value work. So it's so great to see that all in one platform and some of that vision kind of playing out through customers and some of the great customer stories you just shared with us there. So on to my next question, right? And it being a long-term kind of K2 employee for many, many years, obviously K2 and Nintex, two of the kind of global leaders in the workflow automation space. And very recently, K2 was acquired by Nintex, which is very exciting for the market and bringing together these two global platforms. So can you share with the listeners any plans for the combined platform and how K2 may continue to evolve the vision for the Nintex platform?
Yeah, absolutely. This was hugely exciting for me as well. Being sort of SharePoint background, and I worked with SharePoint services companies when I first moved to Australia and worked with K2 and Nintex when I was in the UK working for BP, I always saw these two as very much sort of parallel capabilities. Customers who pick one or the other for various reasons. And now I think to have them both under the one house is massively exciting. And it's exciting for the market as well. It now makes Nintex, or One Nintex, the world's largest privately held digital process automation vendor. So we've now got over 800 staff around the world. So what we've done is we've managed to really bolster the development R&D capabilities with K2 staff as well. Brings us now up to just under 11,000 customers globally, which is considerably a massive amount of customers. Yeah. And through the partner model, you know, 800 plus partners around the world. What we're doing as a strategic product management go forward is, it may probably make sense, and I think the listeners probably would already see this one coming, is a best of breed cloud offering. If you think about it now, Microsoft Office 365, the announcement of the deprecation of the SharePoint workflow engine in 365 means that Nintex for Office 365 has to transition. And then K2 Cloud coming on board as well. We've now got three cloud workflow engines. So we need to make one. We need to make a best of breed offering. And sort of the internal murmurings and the work that's being done now is really beefing up the Nintex Workflow Cloud's app dev capability. So you think about K2's phenomenal app dev function, so and also things like smart objects, smart forms, having that capability in something that is rapid app deployment like Nintex Workflow Cloud is going to be huge. So its ability to really, really hit your stride when it comes to digital process automation initiatives. Unifying the whole platform. So being, that's above and beyond just one single cloud offering. That's things like branding, So we've currently got a couple of different streams of branding because of the acquisitions. RPA looks a little bit different to Workflow Cloud, which looks a little bit different to Office 365. So a unified approach to branding, a unified approach to authentication as well. And then we'll look at things like a unified approach to mobility. So things like a ProMap mobile app would be really cool to have in the same place as your forms and your workflows and your analytics. So there'll be investment in that space as well. What we also did for the K2 folk on the call was we've actually extended the support and the life of K2.5. It was announced that it would end of life this year by K2. So we've actually extended that and we will be reinvesting in K2.5 as well. The idea of serving more personas as a strategy. So going beyond the IT enterprise and going beyond the IT business unit, extending the reach of digital process automation and the awareness and the capability to far more personas. And we'll be doing that through things like professional services offerings, customer adoption and success offerings, but also something as simple as gallery.nintex.com, being able to go on there if you're sort of a layman's developer or your citizen developer, you want to grab something that someone's already done, you want to put that in place quickly. We've already got a couple hundred solutions up on the gallery, but we'll be adding more. And the last thing is extensibility. There's no such thing as an omni application. I think, you know, we've been, Sean, you and I have probably been around the traps often enough to know that there is not one ring to rule them all when it comes to a forms and workflow tool. And there's a lot of data silos. There's a lot of information in other parts of organizations. So we're on a thing called Target 100 to release 100 connectors over the next year. I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but the next ones off the rank will be released today/tomorrow, which would be Exchange Online. So connectivity into Exchange Online and initiation from Exchange Online to kick off a workflow. Lots of Google Suite actions. So Mail, Directory, Calendar, Drive. So really beefing up that Google Suite offering, as well as Trello. So that should be able to manipulate Trello boards as well. So there'll be the next connectors out of a Target 100 that's coming as part of that extending solution strategy. So hugely, hugely exciting time. Tail end of the year, I think we sort of caught a lot of people off guard with the announcement. I think there was just some shock through some of the socials that I saw, but it really is here to benefit every single customer, whether you're an Nintex or K2 going forward.
Yeah, hugely exciting times, right? And I cannot wait to see how that unfolds over the coming days and weeks ahead. But yeah, really combining those platforms can have immense benefits for customers, and yeah, exciting times. So we've spoken a lot about the different components of the Nintex platform, right? And that end-to-end kind of 360-degree offering. But let's talk a bit about customers, right? So is there a specific customer sweet spot or profile of a type of company that you feel would get the greatest benefits out of the Nintex platform?
I wish I had an answer for that, like a silver bullet, but there really isn't. And I think that was one of the things that drew me to Nintex as an employee, was they were doing so many different things for different organizations. So one day we're working with Amazon doing project management workflows. They're quoted at 8 million project management workflows. And then the next day, TLC for Kids, a not-for-profit using DocGen to simplify administration processes. Every day as a pre-sales team will handle a different customer. It could be local state government looking at ProMap one day. It could be an airline that wants to do in-flight issue reporting the next day. The Nintex.com website is full of case studies from schools and government, hospitals, not-for-profit, construction, airport, banks, and they're all doing incredible things. There's even a brewery use case on there. There is no one sweet spot. And I think one of the things that last year taught me about Nintex is its ability to fit the weird and wonderful. When I say weird and wonderful, you probably remember our government was putting out lots of different solutions to help with COVID. So you had things like JobKeeper, you had things like the return to work permit. And every single one of these little solutions was actually a form that was thrown on a website that somebody had to download locally, populate, send to their employer, so on and so forth. And I found those little quirky things that were released, there was no off the shelf. it covers every single industry, every vertical, every horizontal that had been affected by this, and things like return to work and things like remote workplace safety and so on. We were building solutions in 20 minutes. We were taking those forms, we were making them digitally transformed, adding workflow, making sure that everything was seamless, and we're doing them in sub half hour. And that for me is the real value add for an intake. A hurdle gets thrown at you, and there should be the capability within the tool to jump that hurdle pretty quickly. And yeah, like I would encourage any listeners to hop onto nintex.com and just have a look at some of those use cases. Zoom and National Gallery Singapore and Amazon and AstraZeneca. But there will be a case study on there that fits pretty much every listener on here, I would imagine.
Yeah, brilliant, right? And I love that description of the weird and wonderful, right? Because in the automation world, you always come across those little nooks and crannies and niches of different people wanting to do different things. So it's really great to hear that the Nintex platform can be used in, I guess, such a breadth of different scenarios. But can you share with us a customer story on kind of how one of your customers have actually adopted the end-to-end Nintex platform and how they've weaved together those different components to solve problems for them inside their business?
Yeah, so there's a few. The favorite one of mine is probably Auswide Bank. We've got great video case studies with them. They actually were invited to our Seattle conference a couple of years ago as well. But Auswide Bank have continually grown their use of Nintex very strategically. They're a great example of a land and expand. So sort of implement, measure, prove your worth, and then build some more. So theirs was all around procedures that were in Word documents, PDFs in SharePoint, multiple versions, difficult to find. They had overall processes that were split into different places, different formats. So they actually started with ProMap. So all of the customer facing and the banking processes were first translated into ProMap. So they got, obviously, they got things like the centralization down pat really well, and a single solution digitized. But they also then got this sort of second advantage of that, which was ownership. They were able to then, well, because of ProMap's ability of a process expert and a process owner, they were able to define those people. Those roles and those people were easily identifiable with ProMap. So that gave them this launch pad, if you like, to start automating. So they were automating things like their internal forms, leave and expense, like small quick wins, low hanging fruit, the things that were traditionally a PDF form or an email, to start getting people used to automation. So the concept of automation, it's here. This is where you go for that form. This is where you go for that. And then they transitioned into external. So they started to use Nintex Workflow Cloud's external capability to have customers attend a bank, fill in forms on devices, iPads, terminals, and so on, because it has that sort of public anonymous form capability. That creates documents, it creates workflows for approval. So you were having a real reduction in email as a result, and this sort of back and forth, things are being tracked effectively enough. So yeah, we started to see that real growth through document automation to create certificates or to create contracts. And then finally, obviously, the reporting side of it. So using analytics to see the journey of a customer. So to time them at various parts of the experience, to figure out where we could make some wins to actually settle quicker. So is there a lag in this particular process, a particular department taking too long? They looked at analytics to actually push these things through, not too quick. Obviously, there's certain branches and gates you got to go through, but adding things like mobility for field-based mortgage brokers, because they're between lots of different customers. They're not at a fixed office. Mobility was an important thing to add to that as well. So they're a really good use case. And it's up on Nintex.com as well. And I think the other one is probably Hawke's Bay Regional Council. I had the pleasure of going there, beautiful part of New Zealand, stunning wines up there as well. They started with something different. They didn't start with ProMap. They started with mobile forms for water quality testing to replace paper and clipboard. So taking a water sample, analyzing it in the field, writing it down on a piece of paper. Now, New Zealand's weather isn't the best. Paper gets wet, paper gets muddy, but somebody had to translate that into a system. So they replaced that with Nintex Mobile, gave them that offline capability in the field, fill in the form, connect to network, send it off, workflow starts. But then they did ProMap. So they began to see the value of automation, but sort of tempered themselves to a degree to then go back and do the process mapping and management properly and effectively. And then that allowed them to actually snowball automation even more. So different approaches to the full platform, but both examples equally compelling.
Yeah, some great stories, and thanks for sharing those with us, right? It's quite great. It was really nice to see that there's different entry points, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be with ProMap. It could be, as you said there in that last example about the forms capability, but then how that very quickly spreads out to different areas of the platform. And that's one of the things that I love about the Nintex platform is it has solutions to different problems at different stages of your automation journey, which is really great to see inside one platform. Okay, well, now that we're in 2021, let's talk about how you see 2021 playing out for Nintex and the wider automation space.
It's definitely an area that's going to go from strength to strength. I think that this last 2020 for a lot of people was a write-off, but 2020 for a lot of people was a wake-up call. Now, when we look back at March, 95% of people working from home, we all had to get over that hurdle really quickly. Access to systems, workplace safety, engaging with vendors, customers, and partners. And we sort of saw that transition. And when we look at the analytics of Nintex Workflow, a lot of the solutions being built were particularly around that response. But now we're moving into this sort of slower than I think anticipated COVID recovery. We want to take a lot of those lessons in there. So automation in general is going to be really important for a lot of things like return to work, definitely the vaccine. We had an American county actually use Nintex Workflow Cloud for their pre-vaccination requirement form. They were putting thousands and thousands of forms through every hour. And we're seeing all these new cases, new use cases bubble up. And it won't just be exclusive to Nintex. I think automation can really be used for the greater good here as well when it comes to rollout of things like that. But we sort of think we learned lessons in 2020 about I'm at home and I'm actually quite productive. And I'm probably productive because my employer has the right systems in place. And I think those people that maybe felt unproductive, 2020 is going to be a really useful year for people like that, because you get to use your voice a lot more. You get to talk about your experience of 2020. I couldn't do this because I didn't have a form, or I didn't get that update because it was through email, my boss was off. And that's one thing that I really encourage anyone that's going through change to do, is to use your voice, to give the feedback. If you're close to the process, you're as important, if not more so, than anyone else in your organization. If you live and breathe that process, that's what 2021 is all about for you. That's about using that voice to change the process to make it better. So everyone that walks in the door, whatever time of the morning, or gets to their desk and is facing frustration or pain, this is your opportunity to really, really speak up. For Nintex in particular, it's obviously going to be all about bringing those cloud workflow engines together, massive investments there. We actually have some key releases this week. So I mentioned the Exchange Actions and Start event, the Google Suite connectors, which opens up a brand new ecosystem to us from Microsoft and Salesforce to now the G Suite, Trello as well. Multiple task assignees is something coming to Nintex Workflow Cloud this week. External access through the Azure Active Directory guest access, so partners could go on and work in customer environments a lot easier. So a lot of really exciting things coming down the pipeline in the short term. There's one particular feature that I am unbelievably excited about. Can't share it. I'm sworn to secrecy. It was, here's a clue, presented at Nintex's conference 2 years ago. But anyone that's frustrated with using Adobe or PDF forms on a website, keep your eyes peeled, because there's something extremely exciting coming. more data sources. That target 100 is going to be huge for all those data silos and different applications, as well as improving the gateway capability. So we got gateway released, the ability to call a bot that's on-prem. We're now looking at all these different on-premises applications, SQL and SharePoint and Oracle and SAP that we actually want to pull into workflow as well. Look, I wouldn't discount more mergers and acquisitions. We're an IT company. They make on average an acquisition every couple of years out in the field. I think as far as a 16-year history at Nintex is concerned, we've only made 4. So we're way behind the average. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's some more M&A, but it's way above my pay grade. So I'm going to keep my mouth zipped on that one. But it's a very exciting year ahead for the One Nintex family. And I'm personally honored to be a part of it. And I'm really looking forward to what our customers can do with the platform going forward.
Yeah, excellent, Brian. Certainly an exciting year for automation, for Nintex and the wider automation space. Chris, I think that's been brilliant, right? And just before we part today, and as we wrap up, are there any parting thoughts or comments you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I really would just like to say, you know, it's so easy to get started with this. For anyone that feels that they've maybe missed the boat or this digital transformation thing's out of reach, there's so much training and resources and information out there to help you make that decision. You can hop on to nintex.com, get a free trial. You can go on the gallery.nintex.com, get some free solutions. You can jump on learn.nintex.com and just do your due diligence. But as well, Nintex's door is always open. And same as partners like Rapid Nation, don't sit on a question. One thing I've learned as I'm learning automation, as Nintex makes these acquisitions, is, you know, everyone's learning at the same pace. It's all new to the majority of us. So there are no silly questions. We'd much rather you ask the question than you sort of struggle trying to find an answer on your own. So yeah, reach out, grab some collateral or some like-minded thought leaders like Sean, and really ask them all the questions that you want to know, because it's hugely important that you get the answers that you need.
Yeah, what a great way to end. We always say it's no longer if you're going to do this anymore. It's really about when you're going to do it, and when can be today. So Chris, with that, thank you so much for your time and your invaluable insights, and looking forward to automating many processes with you and the rest of the Nintex team in 2021. So we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure.
Be part of the community and join the Automation Alliance at www.automationalliance.com.